Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
For a lot of people thinking about 9/11, the question always becomes, are we safer? And how do we measure that? And how do we answer that question? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. There's so much going on when it comes to the Bahamas and what happened with Dorian and power being restored. I've talked to people in Charleston, South Carolina. I talked to somebody in Georgia who had to evacuate because of what could have been a disastrous for them. So while the Bahamian people look for help, and others in the United States definitely felt the effects of Dorian, but not as fast and furious as we thought, we also have an intense look at vaping, something that has become a phenomenon in this country, but now people are dying over vaping, but the investigations are still ongoing as to what are the elements that are involved in the mix of what people are vaping. The president called vaping a problem, and his health secretary said the government would force companies to remove flavored vaping products from the market after all these reports are breaking of deaths, mostly of teenagers, but there was one 50-year-old woman who also died. 9/11, let's go back to that for a moment since that's where I started, affected my life. I've said this. I won't go too deep into what happened with me because I think the significance is the loss of all the people, 3,000 people, the shock, the horror of it. I will just tell you this one story, true story. It was days before 9/11. The U.S. Open was going on. I was so excited because I'd gotten this job in New York and everything was changing for me. And my family lived close. And we were in, you know, New Jersey. So I got tickets, was able to get great tickets for my mother through a tennis a pro who left some tickets for me. And I had a press pass and we went to the Open. We had a great time and we took the train. And when you take the train, you would look out the window and you would see the World Trade Centers because, you know, we just always saw the World Trade Centers when we went to New York. I used to go up in them a lot. And from a distance, it had been such a long time, my mother turned to me and said, you know what, maybe next month we come back and we go to the World Trade Center. Maybe we go have lunch, we go up into the World Trade Center because I haven't been up with you since you were a little girl. And I said, that would be great. And I'd only been back east for a couple of weeks and then 9/11 happens and the towers go down and it was startling and horrible and, you know, everything in between and not knowing what happened. And we still have questions that linger from 9/11. I think it's tremendous when you've got the annual 9/11 memorial service in New York where you read the names of everybody who lost their lives, and usually it's a family member reading the name, and I think there's power in that to never, ever, ever, ever forget, because that's what happens. You know, you move forward and you can forget. So you see stickers. You still see lots of stickers. They never, ever, ever forget. And we won't. We won't ever forget what happened on 9/11. Are we safer? In some senses, yes. In others, I don't think so. Because we still have situations where people, I think if they wanted to find a way, they will find a way. Although the CIA, the FBI are cooperating more from everything that I know from sources and just from information that's out there, and I believe, and I know this to be true, and you know this to be true because some of this has been reported, that there have been plots that have been thwarted, so that's a good thing. there are some really smart people that are at work constantly trying to break the code of what's next, what are they trying to do, what group, what radicalized group is doing X, Y, Z. And then it's the lone wolf that the concern is over, and we see this with the mass shooting, so that's not even linked to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or any of that. The mystery of vaping and this terrible, terrible epidemic of teenage vaping and the mysterious illness that is starting to happen with this cigarette alternative, and the president now involved in saying, we're looking at the oversight of this because it's a public health concern. You know, there's 5 million kids that say they vape this year. And I think it gets higher and higher because it's a cool thing to do. You do what the cool kids do, and they're vaping. It was touted as safe and effective for adult smokers to quit their cigarette habit, and investors poured billions of dollars into the business. But then you have candy-like kind of flavorings. You have sleek electronic devices. It's the whole trendy thing on social media. It lures the kids into it. And this is what's happened, and now more people are getting sick. I have another take on this when we get to my take in the next segment, but it's something that has to be paid attention to, because for the sake of teenagers who are part of this revolution of vaping, and you see vape shops everywhere. Everywhere I go, every time I travel, I see a vape shop. I saw 3 vape shops, one in a little town called Sweetwater, Georgia. Of course, in Atlanta, I was making a U-turn. I saw a vape shop there, and I know they have tons of vape shops there. I mean, everywhere you go, it's so popular, and people are capitalizing on that. So I guarantee there's people that want to protect their turf, but if the president is raising the concern, too, he's even raising the flag. I mean, that pretty much tells you something right there, that it's something to pay It's something to pay attention to. Absolutely. Like I said, I'll go a little bit deeper on this. How about this? The Supreme Court allowed broad enforcement of asylum limits. So what does that mean? The High Court, I'll just break it down quickly, ruled in favor of the Trump administration. They lifted a block on a rule that prevents most Central American immigrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. I talked about this briefly the other day. This is a big one, but the justice's order late Wednesday temporarily undoes a lower court ruling that had blocked the new asylum policy in some states along the southern border. So really the policy is meant to deny asylum to anyone who passes through another country on the way to the U.S. without seeking protection there. So I can't cut across. There's no shortcut. You can't do that. You look at most of the people crossing the southern border, they're Central Americans getting away from poverty, violence, that kind of stuff, and they're pretty much ineligible under this new rule. And they're not the only ones. Asylum seekers from Africa, Asia, South America, they go to the southern border, same thing. So this is a big reversal of a policy that's been in place for decades. And they're saying that they want to close the gap, the administration, between an initial asylum screening that most people pass and a final decision on asylums that most people don't win. That they don't win. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sonia Sotomayor, dissented from the High Court's order, but it goes and it flips over a court's ruling, previous ruling, and this is very, very big. So lots of people that are seeking asylum under the new rule would be ineligible. My take next, full on vaping.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's a wrap with Kate's take.
Yeah, my take, you know that I've been on the kind of the drumbeat of what's going on with e-cigs and teenagers, and we certainly have talked about that a lot. But this is the direction that I'm going in now, and the direction is along the e-cigarette deal too, but instead of what the obvious is, and my take, which has been the fact that we need to ban them for teenagers, because I think for teenagers especially, they're going to get the cheap stuff, they're going to get the black market stuff, whatever it is, and they don't even realize what they're taking because there's no regulations. So that's the bloody big problem. But what about China? What about China and what China is pushing as far as e-cigarettes is concerned? This is part of the problem, right? So cheap can mean deadly, and this is a prime example of some of the crap, frankly, that you get that we import from China, and the cheaper it is, and the easier it is, I guess, to get your hands on it, and the cooler the packaging looks, the more dangerous it is. So when you look at the brands, this is part of what's happening and what is so deadly. So with this crackdown on vaping in the U.S., you look at these online stores, and that's some of the problem. I mean, smoking in China is huge. It's very prevalent. The People's Republic of China is the world's largest consumer, did you know that, and producer of tobacco. There are 350 million Chinese smokers. China produces 42% of the world's cigarettes. Yeah. We think of Tobacco Row, but oh, no, 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 China. So U.S. e-cigarette maker Juul Labs has entered China with online storefronts on e-commerce sites that are owned by Alibaba, you know, Alibaba, which is a huge stock, and JD.com. I mean, Alibaba has everything. And they're tapping into the world's largest market of smokers. Why is Juul doing that? Because they see the crackdown on vaping in the U.S. Did you know that they are not only huge on their own, but they're in bed with Altria. They own a 35% stake, and they, of course, have launched products all over the place in international markets like South Korea, Indonesia, the Philippines. You see those cigarettes everywhere. I mean, everywhere. But the online e-commerce is where it's dangerous. So with the U.S. government announcing plans to remove all flavored e-cigs from store shelves because the sweet flavors draw the kids in and they draw them into nicotine addiction. And then we look at the handful of deaths and lung illnesses tied to vaping, which I've already gone off on and talked about. But the fact that, of course, you're going to have the availability of getting it online. Of course, they're not stupid. Why do they sit on huge glass palaces, the makers of this stuff? The answer is because the demand is there. Now, in China, they'll tell you, oh, we've got anti-smoking campaigns because we're trying to improve public health. Yeah. And regulating e-cigarettes? Tobacco's big. And it is tightly controlled by the government-run monopoly, China Tobacco, because they have complete oversight on the sale, production, and distribution of tobacco products. That's perfect. Beijing, for them. Beijing relies on tobacco sales for a big percentage of China's tax revenue. That's how big nicotine is there. So the FDA issuing a warning letter to Juul earlier in the week to correct its marketing, they just say, well, let's just move everything to China. You got to regulate, especially when you see something that is wildly popular but also can be wildly deadly. What did I say in a previous show? Kids want to be cool. And this Chinese company has basically ignored the law. Ignored the law. So warning letters are great, FDA, but you got to put some teeth into them, and you've got to get those regulations on the books. So as much as I hate red tape and I would argue against too much regulating, usually when we're talking about something that the government's trying to stick its nose into, here I say it's obvious that has to happen. It's obvious that has to happen. But a lot of the makers of the cigarettes are agreeing, oh yeah, have FDA regulations, because then if they have them, they still can sell whatever it is that they're selling. So my take is, watch what you get from China. Remember, it's cheap crap. And then you're ingesting that kind of stuff. What do you think is going to happen? But when you're younger, you don't think that way. And for goodness sake, we have to protect our children. Let them get to 18 plus and get to school or onto a career doing whatever it is they're going to do. But don't encourage the flavored vaping product that is popular at the moment, because it's always going to be about price point, and the cheaper it's sold to a group of people, the more they'll just try to dump the product when they get toward the tail end of it, and that's exactly what's happening. At one point, the FDA said something about that vaping was 99% safer than cigarettes. Except for if your lungs collapse because you've been vaping so much and you end up in the ICU, which happened to a few people that survived, and then some of them that did not survive. That is troubling, needless to say. So my take is deal with this now, FDA. Get off of your collective assets, if you will, and do something about the regulations, particularly when it comes to teenagers, because they should not be attracted, which they are, and I understand, to the packaging where it's cool, it's hip, let's do this, and then they're killing themselves with one puff at a time. One puff at a time. All right, quickly, I'm going to throw this one in. Lawsuit alert. We haven't had one of those in a long time. Don't know if you know this story, but I think it's fascinating. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, a Democrat, on Thursday filed a $400 million defamation lawsuit against CBS and CBS Broadcasting in New York, accusing them of publishing false statements from two women who accused him of sexual assault. The lawsuit filed in Virginia's Eastern District came in response to a CBS interview with the accusers that the network did back in February. Because he certainly is denying it. Even though you had one woman who said he flat out raped her when they were going to Duke University and came forward in an interview with Gail King. Wow. CBS says we stand by our reporting and will vigorously defend the lawsuit. So once again, CBS, and in the heart of controversy, this time the lieutenant governor filing a defamation lawsuit against CBS and CBS Broadcasting in New York, saying false statements were published from two women. That's where it gets tricky. Two women, different times, and of course, going after somebody with a little bit of clout. Does he come down the mountain? Does it all go away? Who knows? You have to be very, very careful about that. Allegedly is our friend, right? At least in this country, we are innocent until proven guilty, whereas in England, you are guilty until proven innocent. Oof, the reverse would be very tough in certain circumstances. Author's Corner coming up next. So hang with us.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rick Ocasek of the Cars has passed away, USA's John Hunt reports.
He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. He was 75 years old. Ocasek was discovered unconscious and unresponsive by his estranged wife, Paulina Porshkova, the supermodel. He appeared to have died from natural causes. Ocasek and the band The Cars shot to fame with their self-titled hit album in 1978, which included such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Just What I Needed. At the Cars Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the singer reflected on what got him started in the music business.
I'd like to thank my wheelchair grandmother for forcing me to sing in the parlor in front of her friends when I was 5 years old.
Many people also remember the Cars from the iconic pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So the name of the book is The 12 Steps to Joy and Happiness, Finding the Kingdom of God That Lies Within. And David Peters joins us in our Author's Corner, and it's a pleasure to talk to you, David. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Kate. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about the book and what was it that drove you to write the book? Why'd you decide to write this book?
Well, I was 80 years old. I'm now 85. And I've been writing a blog for several years at that point about God and that. And I lived my life with God, who's helped me through some serious problems in my life. And I realized that I have a story to tell. And I thought that the world needed to hear that story.
Yeah, and when you say you have a story to tell, and you're talking about all kinds of things that happen in your life, right?
Right.
And do
right,
you,
that's scattered throughout the book. I use my own life as core center.
Sure. And do you think that people sometimes give up too early on something happens and they give up completely on God?
That's what I have found. And you just can't. You just have to immerse yourself into the love of God to the point that becomes the a cradle that carries you. Like right now, I'm dealing with my wife's cancer that is terminal, and it's a love of God. It's what's carrying me.
Yeah, and I bet you're grateful. You and I talked off the air for the time with your wife, and I'm sure she feels you there with her too. And there's got to be some strength in that, right?
Yes, yes, very much.
Yeah,
so you know, you can find joy in the things that that occur even in the middle of a crisis like this, which has been going on for 6 months, and I'm not sure when it'll end, but.
Yeah, and I understand. And you talk about 12 steps. Tell us some of the steps. What are the steps? And we won't spoil it all because we want people to go and get the book on Amazon. But what are some of the steps to joy and happiness?
The 12 steps are based upon the 12 steps of Alcoholic Anonymous. And those 12 steps, even though are designed around a certain problem, the 12 steps themselves are the only sure route that I've ever found that will get you into God, because the core of the 12 steps is total surrender to the higher power. Doesn't matter what you call it.
And
that's what brought me into it. I've been doing that since roughly 1980. So, it's a very powerful, powerful approach. And I used that. I modified the steps to fit what most people would feel uncomfortable with part of the amend steps and some of these things. So I've changed those. But the basic core thrust is the same. Immerse yourself in God.
And by doing the 12 steps, for you, what was the hardest one? What's the hardest one to do?
The hardest one is to admit you can't do it yourself.
Mm.
Step one. Step one.
Step one. So that it's so
you
tough,
have to
isn't
be
it?
Really down, really down.
Yeah.
To say, I can't do it.
And having to be able to reach out to other people, which is tough for so many of us, because we're used to being independent no matter what our age level, and to have to ask and, oh, we think it's a bother. But really, you're giving joy to someone else when you reach out, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, you are. And I've been doing this for a very long time. I've been reaching out to people since in my 20s. And my wife and I have a large family, 7 children. And so it makes it a compound, because I've had a very busy professional life too. Done a lot of traveling. Too much for my size family.
I love that. 7 children. So we're speaking with David Peters, and we're talking about the 12 steps to joy and happiness, finding the kingdom of God that lies within. So you also, by saying the kingdom of God that lies within, can it be one of those situations where it's dormant and that it comes to life if you follow the 12 steps?
Yes. Too many people think that the kingdom of God is out there someplace, or that only happens after you die. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus was emphatic that right now you can live in the kingdom. The kingdom is here. It's now. And the second coming of Jesus, as he himself put it, is now. So you just have to open your eyes. And by opening your eyes, it is the inner eye has to become aware of the joy that exists around us at all times.
I like that, the inner eye. And when you, and I'm sure you've seen, you know, with 7 children and with people that you've probably helped along the way, what's that moment like when somebody gets it?
It's exciting, because I remember that when I got it so very strong back in 1967, when I had a moment. Actually, it was quite a few hours of being, you might say, lifted up into the third heaven, as St. Paul put it, you know, totally out of the body experience. And when you see somebody who suddenly it dawns on them what's going on, it's a fabulous joy. The problem is that it happens a lot, but that's just the first step. You have to continue. You can't stop. And most people stop after a while. They run out. Well, I haven't got time to do, you know, to take the time to talk to my friend. And it dies. And so that's why the emphasis within the book is don't stop. Continue.
I like that. Continue. Stay on the path. So we're speaking with David Peters. Again, the 12 steps to joy and happiness, finding the kingdom of God that lies within. Yeah, I can imagine that you really pass this on to your children. And when you're a parent and watching seven children grow up and then what happens with them and their families, has that been kind of a proud thing for you?
It has been. But that's, I'm proud that the majority of them, in fact, they all have found joy in life, and they're finding a path. Two of my sons are expecting children right now, and so that makes it, you know, so I have ongoing grandchildren, and despite my age, they're brand new. So that kind of joy is always present.
It's interesting. You said that people struggle the most with the first step, but if they can get to the 12th step, that's when that, and you're talking about that inner peace, et cetera, that's when that all opens up, isn't it?
It opens up before that. Just as soon as you go through step three, which is where you surrender yourself to God, which can occur not long after the first step. The first step is to recognize you can't do it. The second step is to recognize that perhaps there is another power that can do it, and the third step is to just give yourself into that power. And when you do that, that kind of lifts the burden. Then you have to follow up with all the others too. But it's the third step is the actual release step.
How good did, and you said 1980 is when you did, how good did that feel to you once you got that rhythm and had those 12 steps down, which ultimately now decades later led to this book?
Yeah, it was just, that was a great relief actually, because I battled with depression and what they call clinical depression. And so that's been a problem, you know, for a very long time. And so it was a relief to be able I still have the depression, but don't let it get you down. You can walk around it.
Yeah, you can walk around, and you were the father of seven children, and as you said, you had a pretty healthy profession where you were traveling around, and I would imagine that was something you leaned on, huh?
Yeah, because right now I own my own company. Actually, my partner and I do, and it's a small company, 17 employees. And even though I'm home all the time, with the iPad, it's absolutely astounding how much you can still communicate within the company. I'm the chairman of the board, and it's a fascinating thing to be professional like that. I'm an engineer by trade.
And wow, and like you said, because of technology, you're able to work from any space. What do you hope, David, people take away from reading your book?
I hope that they come away with the fact that God is here and now, and it sits right within you. You don't have to reach out. You don't have to go anyplace. You don't have to do anything special. You just open your hearts up, and God is there. It's there all the time. All the time.
I like that. So just reach out. And the perfect place to finish this, pick up the book, The 12 Steps to Joy and Happiness, Finding the Kingdom of God that Lies Within. David Peters, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the book, and thank you for sharing your stories as Author Corner continues here.
Okay, thank you much.
the day I play to get to know you. Please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like what a...
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Edition of For Your Health, we are so pleased to welcome to the show Ann Moyer Bussey. She has written a book called The Windmill Therapy, and I say when you hear this interview, you're going to run and get this book because there are so many of us that can relate to this. In fact, I would say 99% of this audience can relate to what Ann has to say. Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
So tell me about the windmill therapy. Why did you decide you were going to write a book, and what is it about?
It's about how we can repair and integrate our body and our mind and our spirit. We know that we live in this beautiful body. We're embodied beings, and we care for our body in so many ways. But we often neglect it. We abuse it. We overuse it. And so our muscles often become really distorted, and that has a domino effect that affects all our other muscles and the joints and the ligaments and even the organs. And so I think the first thing we need to remember and what I wanted people to know is that we have this really complex universe which our body is, and we need to treasure it.
And you had an accident that led you to Joseph Wong that ultimately I would say that led you to a big part of your life's purpose in writing this book. What happened to you that years later was changed because of what you now know?
Well, Kate, many, many years ago when I was quite young, I was working up in the remote part of Australia called the Northern Territory in a very isolated place. And we were driving back from Darwin one day, and the driver was driving very fast, and it was a dirt or unsealed road, and a kangaroo came out, and he skidded to miss the kangaroo and set the car into a swerve and rolled us down a bank. I was in the back seat, and my spine and neck were injured, and it took a long time to get any sort of healing. Doctors had said, you will probably just get a very degenerated spine. You never let anyone touch your neck. And I did suffer a lot. I couldn't walk in the same way. My posture was really bad. When I went to Hong Kong to teach, and I was referred eventually to Joseph Wong, and Joseph was amazing, and he taught me not only that you could heal these past injuries, you could realign your muscles. And with those exercises and the work that we did, we began to really totally change posture and able to walk in a much better way. So that was such a powerful thing for me, and I already knew a lot about the integration of mind, body and spirit, and began to realize I had integrated mind and spirit, but I hadn't integrated my body. I hadn't learned to listen to my body. And so that's one reason why I then wanted to put into writing what we had learned from Joseph.
And do you feel like a lot of people ignore that, ignore those messages that the body is sending them? And, you know, we live in a society where you just go to the doctor, you get a pill, you just figure out, well, that's right, write me a script. We see that there's abuse of this, and that people, I think people don't know their body, and they treat it like a car, and they just want to drive it and get the quick solution.
Oh, very much so. I mean, I grew up with that message too, work harder, work harder, work harder. And I listen to TV sometimes or listen to the radio, and you hear this soldier on, soldier on. In other words, ignore your body. But we can't ignore the body. The body's the temple that we have. It's our most precious gift. We only have one life. We only have one body. And we need to integrate it and treasure it and look after it. And we're not taught that by general media.
Boy, isn't that true. And we're speaking to Ann Moyer Bussey, and the book is called The Windmill Therapy. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. When you met Joseph Wong, you're in Hong Kong, your life changes. What was that moment like for you when you felt like, wow, I feel my body feels better, I've caught up?
It was quite amazing because I'd been told many, many times by doctors over the, as I said, this is 30 years later, that I wouldn't get better. I'd been told that I would have to be very careful. I wasn't to let people touch my neck or massage me. And it was just such an amazing discovery to realize that I could actually bring about healing myself. If I brought in that awareness and that mindfulness to what was going on, and if I began to integrate things in a very different way. So doing the exercises, it wasn't a matter of just doing them. It was a matter of doing them mindfully, doing them slowly, and listening and noticing what was happening in the body as I did it, and noticing those changes. And it made such a difference.
Wow. And the Chinese are famous for that. That's, you know, qi, like you and I talked about before off the air, tai chi, and you see the slow movement. And I often hear people say, well, that's not like getting on the bike and pedaling for, you know, 100 miles or being in a class where you're crushing your body. It's a whole different philosophy, isn't it?
It is. And I practice qigong every day now. And I think learning that whole notion that everything is energy and vibration around us, and every cell in our body, every thought, every feeling, it's all vibration, and it's vibrating at a certain frequency, and we can change that. If we practice qigong and practice harnessing that energy, we can actually change that vibration in our body and bring about that healing.
Such a great thought, for sure. And as you said, you do it every single day. Did you ever think you were going to write a book? And what was that process like?
I never thought I would write a book. I'd written, being a lecturer at university, I'd written many things, a lot of them to do with education. I never thought I'd write a book. But for me, putting it down onto paper like that and writing it and putting that message out, I felt it's a powerful tool to help people to see things differently. I love reading myself, and I think if only, you know, we could put down what we know and share that with others, it's going to help people to not only change their own lives, but also influence the lives of others.
Well, I think that dovetails into my next question, but for everybody listening to us, and we're talking to Ann Moyer Bussey, and the book is called The Windmill Therapy, what's your great hope for people reading this book, what they take away?
I think my biggest hope would be that people would learn to, they are mind, body, and spirit. And I think I said earlier, we have one life, we have one body. And what are we going to do with that life? I think it was Mary Oliver who said, you know, what is the one precious thing you're going to do with this life that you have? And I also remember a lovely saying that I love from Carl Gibran, who said, wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. Now, to give thanks for another day of loving, we're doing it in an embodied spirit. Our spirit is embodied. And how we live, how we treat our body, how we integrate that love, that life, into the body that we have, and how we take that into the world is so important. And I think that's the message that I want people to know and to pass on. Because each of us, we're all embodied with that love. And each one can give that every single day to one person at least that they meet, if not every person that they smile at.
Boy, isn't that true. Such a beautiful sentiment. And again, the book is called The Windmill Therapy. And I keep saying this because everybody always says, where can I get it? You can get it at bookstores, of course, and go to Amazon. That's where everybody goes, it seems, to get books. So go there and you'll be able to pick it up. When the book was published and you actually had it in your hands, I say it's like giving birth. What was that moment like?
Oh, I couldn't believe it, Kate. I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, it's really here. And it's inspired me to want to write more and to share a lot more. And as you'll see from the website, I'm trying to really reach out to a lot more people now. I'm not teaching at university anymore. And I'm really wanting to work in particular with women in transition, women as they move into that midlife, later life, how they can really bring about that healing for themselves, bring about that inner wisdom, and share that wisdom with others.
Ah, perfect place to end this. And you can go to Anne's website, embracelifenow.com.au. Thank you so much, Anne, for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show as well.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.